time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, March 4th. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office has announced that Stony Point Road, south of Bellevue Avenue to Todd Road, is indefinitely closed due to police activity. There's a large police presence in the Bellevue Ranch area. No word on what the activity is or when the road will reopen. It's the end of an era. The new signs are up on former Luther Burbank Savings buildings as the acquisition by Washington Federal Bank is now complete. The merger is a $654 million all-stock deal that was announced back in November of 2022 and finally closed last month. So far, Washington Federal says they will keep all former Luther Burbank branches open. Former Verona Park City Council member Jake McKenzie has been appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom to the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. He spent 30 years as a pesticide regulator with the EPA. The weekend storm blanketed Lake Tahoe ski resorts with up to 10 feet of new snow and unleashed ferocious wind. One gust on Saturday hit 145 miles an hour at Palisades Tahoe, but the peak gust was 190 miles an hour, also on Saturday. As of this morning, Highway 50 is open with chain requirements. However, Highway 80 is still closed from Colfax to the Nevada state line. In sports, the Giants have signed third baseman Matt Chapman to a three-year, $54 million deal, and they'll try and get in the final round of the Cognizant Classic at PGA National in Florida after the final round was washed out due to rain yesterday. Your forecast, we have a frost advisory until 9 a.m., otherwise partly to mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a sprinkle, not expecting much. Highs in the 50s, tonight mainly cloudy with a better chance of showers. Overnight lows in the 40s, tomorrow rain is likely once again, a tenth to a quarter inch with highs in the 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Hi, it's Joy from Jack Smith Glass. If you feel a breeze of chilly air, but you're inside your house,
time for some new energy-efficient windows.
Good call, Miley. Milgard has a series of vinyl windows called Trinzic, an expansive glass area and a narrow frame embraces modern home design. They're perfect for new construction and as replacements.
More window area means letting in more sunshine.
And with a variety of frame colors, you have more design control. Milgard really understands what you want. The low-profile hardware, uniquely designed for this series, practically disappears from view.
And Milgard makes sliding doors, too.
Right. Thanks.
And
we also supply and install gorgeous shower enclosures and mirrors, tabletops, and glass for picture frames. Come see our showroom at 1050 North Denton Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Free estimates, professional craftsmanship, and excellent customer service since 1962. Online at jacksmithglass.com.
Mm-hmm. Jack Smith Glass and Sass, let's sun in.
Bavarian Tuning is your best local option for premium BMW and Mini service and maintenance. Your car requires unique care, and Billy Marr's Bavarian Tuning team knows these cars from bumper to bumper. Just ask Mary, one of our clients.
The Bavarian Tuning team has been taking care of my Mini for 5 years now, and they keep it in peak condition.
Bavarian Tuning, providing expert BMW and Mini repair services. 112 Commercial Court in Santa Rosa.
The train is right on time. Grand Funk Railroad, the American Band. Saturday, May 25th, the event at Creighton Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale now at CreightonResortCasino.com. Grand Funk Railroad, the American Band.
2.7, the
and away we go on a back to work Monday. It's Rock and Ricky Michaels. Got a bunch of good stuff stacked up and ready for you. I've got Wham on the way, some Leonard Skinner, Tears for Fears in the mix. Also got, let's see, War, Prince, Stevie Nicks, and Billy Idol. And we're going to rewind the year 1975 as well. This hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
screen and all it said goodbye.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. But it's easy to pretend. I know you're not a fool. You should have known better than to cheat a friend. Waste the chance that I'd been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I danced with you. Oh,
Time to get our first check of the roadways on this Monday morning from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Mark with your Wolf Traffic Watch.
Early trouble on Highway 37. Good morning. Your first check of traffic sponsored by Audible. Westbound 37 on the Mare Island off-ramp. There's a collision. They did get it over to the shoulder, but watch out for the activity there. In the meantime, the main part of 37 westbound is going to be slow. Typically early on here from the Mare Island Bridge all the way out to Skaggs Island. And if you're on southbound 101 out of Petaluma, it is a delay-free 25-minute drive into San Rafael, 38 minutes from Petaluma to the Golden Gate Bridge. Come to Audible and discover the best selection of audiobooks without exception, bestsellers, new releases, plus podcasts and exclusive Audible originals. You'll find everything you love all in one place. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Rewinds 1975.
At the movies, it's Godfather 2 and Blazing Saddles. The top new shows on TV are All in the Family and Rich Man, Poor Man. In Sonoma County, the Emporium has a sale on those new handheld calculators. Just $89. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1975.
At 102.7 The Wolf, I'm rocking Ricky Michaels. Now, I don't know if you saw the video on Friday or not, but it was a dramatic rescue in Louisville, Kentucky, actually on the border of Louisville and Indiana, I do believe, right over the Ohio River on a bridge. Half of a tractor trailer hanging off of the bridge, and the first responders did a miraculous job lowering one of the rescuers down to the cab to get the driver out. All were rescued without any problems, but I must tell you again, first responders are amazing.
Dig, if you will, the picture of you and I engaged in a kiss. The sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this? Dream of the Concordia, an ocean of violets in bloom. Stand.
time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, March 4th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. There are a number of Sonoma County regional parks that are either fully or partially still closed due to the weekend storm. According to the Sonoma County Regional Parks website, Forestville River Park and San Antonio Creek Trail are fully closed. Guerneville River Park, Hood Mountain Regional Park, Riverfront Regional Park, Stillwater Cove Park, and Tole Lake Regional Park all have partial closures due to the storm. A brief car chase that ended in a crash allowed the Windsor Police Department to arrest two men Friday night. 20-year-old Tavon Dedrick of Santa Rosa and 21-year-old Jacob West stole a Dodge Charger and were spotted on Highway 101 near Condy Lane. The chase ended when the car left 101 and crashed into three other vehicles near Lakewood Drive, injuring one person. Both men attempted to run but were caught by police. Fans of Sift Dessert Bar have a limited time left to enjoy their delicious cupcakes and goodies. As the owners, Andrea and Jeff Ballas, have announced, the business will be closing at the end of the month. They cited the pandemic, fires, storms, and the current economic climate as reasons for the closure. Their last day of operation will be March 23rd.